open doors, leading you down into my core. Will I become so numb with the soul? My spirit sleeping somewhere cold until you find me there and lead it back home.
Wake me up. All right, good evening and welcome to Road Warrior Radio live this Tuesday, July 29th on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Tonight is going to be a firebrand of a show. It's going to be charged with plenty of electricity. You're going to want to listen to this show, and I'm sure that you'll probably even want to download it and hand out the archives to some of the people you know. I have a very special guest joining me today, and I'm really excited about it. And we could probably do weeks and weeks worth of shows just on this one, probably on this one topic that we're going to discuss this evening. I think we're going to zero in on one specific area of discussion. I'm going to leave it up to him. But his email list probably reads like a who's who of the Patriot Intelligentsia community. He is just an amazing guy. I've had the opportunity to meet him personally, obviously, and I would call him a friend. And an amazing person who's done tremendous work in the Patriot and Truth community and has been for a number of years. And frequently, at least in my opinion, scoops a number of mainstream and alternative news agencies on stories that you hear about. He is a wonderful resource to everyone that is trying to put out good quality information to you. He has his finger or his thumb on the pulse beat of just about every area of interest and intrigue that's going on these days, and he is conversant on just about anything you want to talk about. So we're going to have a lot of fun, but there is probably a serious overtone to tonight's show because there is some information I think that hopefully will come out that you want to be privy to. We're going to connect some dots this evening, and you won't want to miss it. It's going to be absolutely extraordinary. I know I'm playing it up, but not too much. Believe me, when you hear what comes up, I believe that you will definitely want to key in. So we're going to shatter the matrix this evening, and hopefully there will be nothing left of it by the time we're done, because it's real important. Based on the conversation that he and I had earlier today, I think that he has information for you that you absolutely don't want to miss. You're going to want to hang on every word that he says. And, of course, go to the resources that he has available for you to learn more about this information that he'll share. I don't know what else to say. I mean, he's just a phenomenal resource, and I have benefited tremendously from his information. And I don't think anyone works harder in their efforts. I think he's one of the unsung heroes, so to speak, of the Patriot community. And I honestly don't think anyone does more or works harder. He's tireless in his efforts. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you who I'm talking about. Stick around. You're listening to Road Warrior Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, This is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
Do you ever forget why you walked into a room or where you put the car keys? Do you feel like you might be slowing down mentally? That could be a sign that the brain is aging. Our brains control nearly every function of our body, including our ability to learn, remember, and concentrate. Sadly, as we age, our brain cells begin to die off. We may lose 30 to 50,000 a day. In youth, brain cells are protected by special proteins, but these proteins become depleted as we age. University scientists in Wisconsin found a unique calcium-binding protein in jellyfish that can protect brain cells. Prevagen is the only all-natural replacement source for these proteins. Studies show that Prevagen can reduce brain cell loss by up to an astounding 50%. Side effects? The only kind reported are the ones you want, like a healthier brain, a sharper mind, and clearer thinking. Find out more by visiting our website at Prevagen.com. You can also purchase Prevagen by calling 888-814-0814. That's Prevagen.com or 888-814-0814. Call today for a special offer from Prevagen.
All right, welcome back to Rogue Warrior Radio on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. Thanks for tuning in. And I know I was playing up, but I promise you won't be disappointed. My guest this evening, the one and only Don Harkins of the Idaho Observer.
Well, hey, thanks, Chris. That was quite an intro, and I am pretty well humbled by the whole thing, if you don't mind my saying.
Right on. Well, we should give you the official golf clap then. The gratuitous golf
clap.
Hey,
thank you. I'd like to know who is behind those claps.
Yeah, me too. It's the proverbial they.
It's them.
They are. Yeah, it's
them.
All right,
but at least they, in this case, are our fans.
Yeah, exactly. They hopefully are some of the good guys. So anyway, we were chatting earlier today and obviously recently, and you're putting a lot of dots together in rapid-fire succession. With a lot of information that everyone needs to know, and so I was just going to kind of turn the floor over to you and hopefully,
we'll be able to get this out. This is really important. It feels very much to me like in all the marbles planning is about to occur at the Beijing 2008 Olympics in China, and the dots began being connected, not by us, but it was by a gentleman by the name of Dr. A. Truott of Ogden, Utah, And we've known of him for quite a while. We'd never actually met and had only exchanged a couple of phone conversations over the years and some emails, and we'd seen some of the work he's done and have been benefited from some of the information he's generated. And then just recently, he came up to North Idaho, and this was, in fact, 2 weekends ago, and said, I've got to see you. And we were putting out the July edition of the paper at the time, and we had received some information from him before, and so we were hip to what he was going to talk about. But he said, I need to talk to you because I need to impress upon you the importance of this, quote, scoop, as he called it. So he came up, and we can't entertain very well when the paper's coming out because we have other things happening, but we had quite a meeting, and he put the everything together, and I would have to say, ladies and gentlemen, the evidence is absolutely overwhelming here, and I've been reporting now, I've been in the, quote, Patriot movement now for about 15 years, and I can say, just based on my general understanding of the way things are, my intimate knowledge with the subject matter, because I'm married to Ingrid Castle, the director of Vaccination Liberation, that I have about a 98% certainty that the plan that I'm about to play out for you is, in fact, extant at this time. It's been going forward since approximately 1997 with monetary donations, contributions from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the CDC, and all those guys. And what we're looking at here is that Beijing 2008 Olympics is going to be the delivery ground for a global influenza pandemic, and this pandemic is scheduled to be of a bioengineered ferocity that we've not seen since the 1918, quote, Spanish flu epidemic that occurred and originated at Fort Riley Army Base in Kansas and spread to the world and killed an estimated, it depends on which report you read, 20 million to 100 million people worldwide. And this thing now has been weaponized, bioengineered to an extreme degree that is significantly more virulent than what was going on in 1918, and plus the global human population is so much more immunocompromised now than it was then that the lethality is going to be rather extreme. And the place that this is going to occur, Beijing, is the stuff there that people breathe cannot even really be called air. It's more of a plasma matrix for the efficient delivery of bioengineered bugs in the hosts of immunosuppressed individuals. And they're going to be coming from all over the world to see these games. And I'm not sure exactly which scenario is going to play out, but I am absolutely convinced that, well, like I said, with a 98% certainty that this is, in fact, what's going to happen. And our mission at this time, Truat came all the way up here, not just to see us, but he made a special trip to our rather remote location to lay this on us, and we've taken it very seriously, and we're going forward, too. And, in fact, I would have to say the main point that makes me want to help this guy, help us, I should say, is because he mentioned that in June of 2000, at that time Bill Cooper was still, excuse me, June of 2001, at that time Bill Cooper was still alive. Most of us know him as the author of Beyond a Pale Horse, and he had a long-running shortwave radio show as well. And he had Truat put on his show
as this
guy. Excuse me?
Hour of the Time.
Exactly, exactly. Very good. You were a patron of that show, I guess.
Yeah.
And but he Truat had this guy on, he can't even remember his name right now, and he wrote him off as crazy, and in June of 2001 he said that the Twin Towers were going to be attacked, it was going to be a controlled demolition, and that Arabs were going to be blamed for it. And Truat wrote him off and didn't think about it, and then it happened. And so now he's gotten this information, he's put it all together, and he realizes that his reputation be damned. He's got to go forward with this, and he's got to bring it out, and we've got to alert the people that this is going to happen. And if we can, we're going to attempt to avert an apocalypse of unprecedented proportions, and not only that, spare the world this particular viral infection. And yeah. Will we pull it off or not? It remains to be seen, but we're all giving it the old college try.
Wow. Okay, great show. Thanks, and good night, late. No, I mean, what do you say after that? Holy cow. So, in talking about this, you know, earlier, I guess directionally, let me see if this is kind of what you're thinking. You know, we were discussing the plastic coffins, and you know, that seems to be quickly moving from the realm of urban legend to fact instead of myth or fiction. And people are noticing that, yes, there are. In fact, there's that video that we were looking at earlier today that you can see there. I mean, somebody got up on top of them and filmed them. There are acres and acres that you can see, just acres of sprawling coffins. And you're pointing out that, you know, the location of that depository of plastic coffins is close to the Atlanta airport. And so are you thinking that... you have kind of a captive group over there in China, pun intended, who you can inoculate under promulgated circumstances, because, you know, where are they going to go? They're in China. And so they come back sick, obviously, because they'll receive the bioweapon in what is perceived to be the inoculation. And when they come back, if it is contagious, obviously everyone on the plane has it and then the whole airport gets it. But if it's not, then they come off sick, and everyone's told again that it's a promulgated situation where they came back sick, and now everyone needs to be inoculated. Is that kind of what you're thinking?
Well, we have data to support the claim that about 100 million experimental vaccines, and when I say experimental, I mean that, in that they've never been tested on animals, and there's definitely no long-range damage studies or long-range ill effect studies. They're being tested, actually, in humans. A bunch of Polish homeless people died as a result of being given this vaccine. Now, understand that this global plague is going to be delivered via the weaponized material that they're calling a vaccine. I suspect that there is going to be cases of bird flu announced in Beijing, and the likelihood is that people will not be allowed to travel home unless they've been vaccinated. And the interesting aspect of this vaccine is that it has been cultured in human kidney tissue, and it's been manufactured in China, like many of the vaccines and most of the drugs in this country, by the way, are manufactured in China. But this vaccine is cultured in live kidney tissue. And in China, there's not a great deal of respect for individual human life. It's all good for the whole and all that jazz. And the government feels that way. And if they want your kidney, they take it. And there's, you know, 1.2 billion people in China, and they've been taking kidneys to manufacture large amounts of this vaccine. And I would suspect that when you take a look at the 500,000 coffins, plastic coffins that are near Atlanta, Georgia, just kind of out in the open, stacked 20 high in a field that is acres, we can expect that they're planning for something. And indeed, we've been going forward since 2002 with the Model Emergency Health Powers Act and Model State Emergency Health Powers Act. So all of the national pandemic preparedness, public health community, the first responders, have all been readied for the event of a massive flu pandemic. Usually it's flu. It could have been anthrax. It could have been smallpox. But in this point, they're ready for a flu pandemic. And they've got all the toys. They've got all the authorities. Everything is in place statutorily. And they're ready to make this thing happen. And I view this really as the perfect storm for pandemic preparedness. And I'll go a little bit more into detail when we come back from the break.
Unbelievable. I mean, folks, get a picture of what we're talking about. Hey, if you're EMT or anything, read Night of the Long Knives. We'll be right back. Stick around.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cardivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cardivite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cardivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Secret agent man. Johnny, all yours.
Okay.
There was a man who leads a life of danger. To everyone he meets, he stays a stranger. Every move he makes, another chance he takes. Odds are he won't live to see tomorrow. Secret agent man, secret agent man.
Alright, welcome back to the video. And we have our very own secret agent man, and Don Harkins from the Idaho Observer. And of course, we hope that he does live to see tomorrow. But and again, I appreciate you coming on the show, and I agree this is information that everyone needs to hear. So anyway, again, you have the floor.
Okay, let's back up just for a moment, because we've all been prepped for this bird flu pandemic stuff for the last several years. It hasn't quite panned out. Similar to SARS, didn't quite pan out in the global pandemic, but there's been movies made about it, and it's
hey,
in the
can
news
I pause
almost
right
every
there
single day.
For a second?
Excuse me, sure.
I just wanted to throw out, you know, we were talking the other day, and you said, you know, of course, when it doesn't happen, everybody wants to say, well, it was never planned or orchestrated, which is always part of the lie, but nothing could be further from the truth. And so I just want to make it clear that that is part of the agenda to mislead and you know, use things like the Delphi technique to make the resistance sound crazy and insane. So anyway,
Well, sure, and in fact, that therein lies the predicament we're in. Therein lies the predicament that Truot was in, and he learned from the 9/11 foreshadowing guest that he had on that, you know, when you know that you're right and when all the evidence is there, you just got to go forward. Your reputation and all that really has to be put on hold because the time is really short here, and if we're going to avert this catastrophe, it's going to take a huge global effort, and we've got to make it happen in a very short period of time. And then if we do avert it, it's possible that people could say that, oh, it wasn't a plan in the first place, and that's the proven the negative routine. But if
right.
I'm convinced that it's happening, and if it doesn't happen, I'm going to feel that we were able to alarm enough people in time that the horrible, sinister humans that are behind this will abort. But let's take a look at the existing pandemics in this country. We have, according to the CDC, approximately 500,000 people a year, Americans, drop dead. They call it CSD, or SCD, sudden cardiac arrest, or sudden cardiac death. And that's the CDC's own figures. 500,000 people every year drop dead. We have now, according actually to an extrapolation of Department of Education statistics, 1 in 67 American children are now autistic. 1 in 67. That's rather pandemic. And then we take a look at heart disease kills how many people a year? Over 1 million people a year. Cancer is going to kill 1 in 3 women and 1 in 2 of the men in our population. These are severe, serious pandemics at this time. Various other forms of chronic illness are serious, serious pandemics. And there is no concern about the CDC or the FDA or the AMA or any of the organized medicine fronts to do anything about these serious pandemics that are occurring right now in this country. And yet there's been a couple hundred people that have allegedly died from this thing that's allegedly called bird flu. And it's a global concern. They're mobilizing globally. They create global hysteria, and they produce 100 million or more vaccines, experimental vaccines for this thing. And now if you compare, let's go ahead and let's also note that in about 2006, Congress realized that almost 1 million people a year die from medical mistakes. It's called iatrogenic illness or iatrogenic death. 1 million people die from medical mistakes. That's botched surgeries and adverse reactions to drugs.
Well, that's why they call it practicing medicine, right?
Practicing, exactly. And Gary Null put out a thing, Death by Doctoring, in 2006 or 2004, where approximately in the last decade, 10 million, actually at that time, it was about 9 million people had died from medical mistakes. That's more than all the wars the U.S. has been in since the Revolutionary War. So we have these serious pandemics ongoing right now, and there is nothing really being done to deal with them, and yet we're all being prepped and hysteriaized into this mania, this fear about bird flu, which has only killed a couple of people. And the comparative analysis of that would be you'd be about 100,000 times more likely to be hit by lightning in your home than to get bird flu. And yet, as I just said, 1 in 3 women are going to die of cancer. 1 in 2 men are going to die of cancer. And 1 in 67 of our children are autistic and permanently disabled as a result of something that apparently has not reached epidemic proportions enough in the eyes of the medical gurus to do something about.
It's
here we go. Onward to Beijing.
Unbelievable.
It is.
Well, you know, you put together Gary Null's book with R.J. Rummel's book, Death by Government, and you have a wonderful recipe for the destruction of mankind. And again, you know, we're not trying to frighten people, but it is important to educate and prepare. So, anyway, you're listening to Road Warrior Radio with my guest Don Harkins. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hi. Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone, and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in an FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cartivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cartivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Back on the Road for Your Radio with our very own secret agent man, Don Harkins of the Idaho Observer. And most glad to have him on the show. And he is breaking stuff down for us. I want to play a clip real quick of Nancy Pelosi, House Speaker, of course, on The View today, who says that, well, let's just hear from her. Can you roll that, please?
Give the biggest increase in veterans benefits to veterans in the 77-year history of veterans, pass the research for stem cell research, all of that. This week we're going to pass equal pay for equal work. It has been a long time in front of pay equity. We're going to pass legislation for product safety, for toys that children put in there. There's an agenda that you have to get done. You have to try to do it in a bipartisan way. The president has to sign it. If somebody had a crime that the president had committed, that would be a different story.
Can they still do it?
Okay. I've heard enough. You got to be kidding. If someone had a crime that the president had committed, huh? I mean, this is unbelievable. Maybe she's unaware of what's been going on in the House Judiciary Committee. Maybe unbeknownst to her, I thought she was the speaker and she knew about these things, but apparently not. I guess, you know, the reason I play this clip, she was asked specifically by Joy when they're going to move forward with impeachment proceedings, and her answer is this. You heard it right from the horse's mouth. And or maybe it was the other end. I'm not sure, but I think she gets the thumb war for that. Big time. They're called Articles of Impeachment, Miss Speaker. Please look them up. Anyway, I want to get back to Don, and sorry for that little diatribe, but...
No, that's okay. Actually, what you did was perfectly frame the monstrousness of what we're discussing here within the way these people think. And the truth is, if she says a crime, if they can find a crime that he's committed, that she'll do something about it, what we don't really understand in this logical Webster's English translation is that there is no crime among the elite. That's why the only crime among the elite actually is to do something that makes us concerned, and it might expose all their little scams, because these people get away with poisoning the entire planet, destroying children, destroying families, and mass murdering people based upon their race or their geographic location, and trafficking in human misery, drugs, contraband of all kinds, and slaves and sex and everything. And these people do this stuff. It's part of their makeup. It's part of their world. And yet you and I will get busted and eventually even shot if we resist enough for driving or for riding a bike down the road without a helmet.
Yeah, well, should we throw in the sick, twisted irony of her profile on her book, Know Your Power? So basically, is she telling us know your power, as in know me, your power? I mean, it's kind of what...
Just understand that we are the common people, and we have to have a bicycle helmet on as adults if we're going to ride our bicycle down the street. But these people can engage in mass murder and the global trafficking of what is generally recognized as contraband. So
exactly.
It's just a couple of different sets of rules that are governing people on this planet, us and them.
Yeah. Well, they don't have any rules, right?
No,
those
they don't.
Only...
Except to not embarrass people to an extent that people in the elite milieu, that people would begin to focus angrily on what they're doing. It's better if they remain distracted.
Yeah. Well... And speaking of that, you know, speaking of the law, can we throw your definition of the law out on the air? What is the law? Is there a law?
absolutely. There is only one. I, as deeply as I've been involved in court cases over the years, as much as I've seen the application of that through all the misery, say, that comes through my office and the injustice that comes through my office and across my desk, I can safely say that there is no law, there never has been, except there is one, and it's dominance and submission. Everything else is really just a facade so that us common people can be led to believe that ignorance and poverty have equal standing under it as power and influence, which, if you think about it for a moment, it's just very naive to believe that. So really, there is only one law, it's dominance and submission. And we're just fooled into thinking that there's anything else. And years ago, this guy named Augustus Blackstone, who's since deceased, said to me, and he was a very funny guy and was dead serious in matters of honor, but everything else was just a comedy to him. And he said to me with this mischievous look on his face, "Hey, Don, why are there so many laws?" And I said, well, I mean, I had in my mind an answer, but I knew just from the look on his face that it wasn't going to be the right one. And I said, "No, Uncle Gus, why are there so many laws?" And he said, "Because none of the other ones worked."
Exactly.
Now think of that logic. We can start with the Ten Commandments, which it doesn't matter what religion you are or where you're from or who you are and what circumstances you exist, the Ten Commandments work. Ten laws that'll keep you on the straight and narrow and honorable and honest and loving and compassionate and reverent and all those things. But that didn't work real well, so finally up comes the Magna Carta. And then after that, the Articles of Confederation, there's probably something else in between there. And now we have the Constitution and about 6 million pages of crap on top of it. Why? because none of the other ones worked.
Well, that brings to mind Adam's quote, and I don't have it in front of me, but we have no government. Oh, gosh, I can't remember it now. I was actually thinking of something else. I'm thinking page 16 of the Idaho Observer because I'm getting a message that we need to make sure that we get back to
sure.
Truot's discussion about Chinese Defense Minister Chi Ho Tien's speech back in 2006, I believe it was.
Right.
And, of course, Truot has a letter with his commentary on that speech and an excerpt of the speech, but you published the site location of that speech in the article. I mean, I'm not telling you, I'm telling the listeners, obviously, but page 16, Pandemic Flu Preparedness and the China Connection. And if you don't know, Don and Angry and the Idaho Observer, you need to know that everything that he says is well-founded, well-documented, and when it comes to the bioweapon and the vaccination issues and things like that, there really is no one, in my opinion, that's more knowledgeable on the subject matter. So this isn't baseless and unfounded information, but the text of Defense Minister Chi Ho Tien's speech is found at the Epoch Times website. You can find it at en.epochtimes.com/news/5-8-8/31055.html. That'll take you to the text. I don't remember the URL of the site with Truot's letter, but and it's too long anyway, but it's a PDF document, so if you just go on Google and search for a letter from Truot with Chi Ho Tien in it, and his name obviously is probably needs to be spelled C-H-I, last name H-A-O-T-I-A-N. But if you do a PDF search on Google, you'll find it real fast. And anyway, we have a caller from Australia, Nick from Australia. I think it's probably important that we take him since we haven't announced that we're even taking calls, and he bothered to call in from halfway around the world. So,
yeah, I'm honored.
Nick, right. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Hello.
I was just going to comment on that. I saw that article about the healthcare workers getting the flu vaccine first. And I thought that if someone was going to do something untoward in that vaccine, that would be the perfect thing, because as people go for their paranoia kind of paranoia examinations, then if there was something untoward put in that vaccine, that could basically, you know, it's like the first point of contact, so it might actually be a way to spread virus. And now I'm not trying to maybe be a bit paranoid, but I'd say be careful of that too, because you never know what they got up their sleeves. They do have the... I heard about a secret. They got the ability to test things on U.S. citizens secretly. So I'd be watching out for that. So I appreciate you guys actually talking about that, because I haven't heard anybody else saying about that thing. And also, are you familiar with the website federalcarbontax.com?
Yes.
No, not specifically, but it's obviously a global warming site.
Yes, they're advocating for a federal carbon tax for you guys, so watch out for that as well.
It's kind of silly to blame the world's problems on an element, isn't it?
Yeah, and also if you guys don't adopt that kind of thing, then they're going to blame the rest of the world. Is going to be like it's more hate mongering towards the U.S. Oh, they're not adopting a carbon tax, blah blah blah. You know,
right?
It's more hate mongering against the U.S. Another tool for that. And with the China thing. That guy who advocated that they should basically go to war or take lands in Australia and whatnot, where we've got cleaner air and stuff. I think China's going to hold back on the war, and if a World War III or World War IV, as Brzezinski has said, were to pop out, I think they would hold back for as long as possible, because they're trying to get their economy up. And as you know, wars cause a lot of suffering to economies. So I think China would basically hang back. They would benefit from having other people's economies lowered, and then they would basically sell weapons and stuff like that, and food and everything, and they would get their economy boosted up before they'd made a move. So they would hold back for a couple of years, I reckon.
Well, as they've been stockpiling our treasuries and oil and all kinds of other things, they have definitely boosted their economy. And there was actually an article that came out from Stratfor today that I was looking at that discussed how, and that, again, goes back to the text of Chihotin's speech. And he mentioned that for the last two decades they've operated under the guise of a peaceful neighbor all the while preparing for war. And so, you know, we see that being fomented now. But I would also go back. I keep mentioning the letter from Albert Pike to Giuseppe Mazzini back in 1871 that talked about all of this. And all of those elements are going to be collided. Political Zionism, which has come to be recognized as the nation Israel today, collided with Islam, which we read about every day, Christianity being dragged in, atheism, which is the religion of communism, dragged in, all of those forces colliding, wearing the people out. And then Pike said that once that was done, the people looking for a place to point their worship, the one true Luciferian religion would be ushered in. Those are his words, obviously. Anyway, I don't want to monopolize. Don, your comments on that?
I would have to say that all vaccines are, as our caller said, untoward. They are not safe and they're not effective. There never has been one. It's one of the biggest frauds of all time. And there's many frauds, of course. That's one of the biggest ones. So that's one thing. If they're developing a vaccine for this weaponized bug, what they're delivering to us is the bioengineered weaponized bug. They're not delivering the thing that is going to spare us from it. So there is no doubt in my mind that this is going to be spreading unilaterally wherever vaccinated people go, this disease, which I might add, various references to the 1918 misnamed Spanish flu virus indicate that the people that were most susceptible to it, most vulnerable to it, it was most lethal in, was the people from the ages of 15 to 35. These are generally the healthiest people, the ones who did not suffer as badly or the disease did not become as lethal, were babies or young people and old people. And that's kind of contrary to our general understanding of the flu. So this particular version is going to be effective in that way. And in 1997, they were searching for it, and they found it in some abandoned labs from Fort Detrick, and they found it in Norway and Longyearbyen, Norway, and also in Alaska, some well-preserved specimens of people that, some lung tissue from people that died of this thing, and it took them until 2006 to, through a supercomputer process, to map the genome of this thing. And so they've since taken it, and since 2006, and have subjected it to additional advanced biochemical manipulation. And here we are now. God knows what kind of a bug they've generated now. And Dr. Truot even mentions that those of us in natural health understand the pleomorphism of disease, that they're form-changing, and that's why most pandemics are self-limiting. But this one has a thing, I don't understand it, he calls it a plasmid ring, which keeps this bug intact. It's not pleomorphic. It's not shape-changing. It is what it is, and it is expected to go from person to person and affect the strongest and healthiest among us.
Well, you know how they say, be wise as a serpent in the Bible. I mean, sometimes we have to think like the enemy. I don't want to give them ideas, but if you think about, if they didn't necessarily, if it wasn't the vaccine that they administer that spread it, they would also be able to say, for example, the health workers that are given it, and say, for example, the health workers start getting very ailing, some of them dying or just being unable, you know, not in a proper capacity to do their work, then that would also, and all they could say was, oh, it's just side effects from the vaccine because we've had to rush it out so quickly. So they're actually taking the healthcare workers out of the game as well. So,
you know, magnificently, we went through this with the smallpox alert. And what happened was they gave the first responders this vaccine first, and several of them died. and then the administrators refused to administrate, which is why we didn't have a mass smallpox vaccine delivery jump up in this country back in 2002 and 3. So that then will be kind of my closing stuff here with the activism on this. I'm not here to scare the crap out of people. I'm here to let them know what's happening, and we do have a bit of a plan to see if we can't scuttle this apparently planned event of a global influenza pandemic delivered in Beijing in 2008.
Unbelievable.
Anyway,
it is.
All the best to you guys.
Thank you so much for calling in. And yeah, you're in the same boat we Americans are. The Chinese have designs on your country and ours as well.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yes.
Are you familiar? Hey, Nick, are you familiar with Chi Ho Tien's speech and Dr. Truat's letter about that?
I'm not familiar with his speech, but I'll check out his letter.
Great.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
God bless. God bless.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
All right, final segment of Road Warrior Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network with my special and distinguished guest, Don Harkins of the Idaho Observer. So in 1620, just to revisit the history, we got the Mayflower Compact. 1638, Fundamental Orders of Connecticut. 1776, of course, Declaration of Independence and simultaneous creation of the Illuminati, if we want to go there. 1781, Articles of Confederation. 1787, Constitution and Bill of Rights. Fast forward, 1997, monumental find of bioweaponry that my guest mentioned in the previous segment. 1997 also was the year that Blackwater and the Backup Training LLC were formed, and those two merged October 12th of last year to form the penultimate training agency for your local law enforcement. So they will be Hitler's brown shirts and Mussolini's black shirts marching down the streets like stormtroopers when this hits. And that was why in 2001, March actually, 6 months before 9/11, Homeland Security, preparing the U.S. for Homeland Security concepts, issues, and options was published by the RAND Corporation, who is obviously instrumental in all of this as well and brought us fully up to speed. Anyway, final segment, closing thoughts. Again, the stage is all yours. And thanks to Nick, by the way. I got to mention, Nick, you need to check out Truot's letter and the text of Chihotian's speech and pass it around to your countrymen. Maybe you can talk about that too, Don, because as you said, they're under threat of attack as well.
Well, yes. Chi's message is very militant. It's showing that their plans are with the understanding that they've destroyed their country environmentally in order to supply this country with all the gadgets and widgets that its consumer-based people want. And they are going to be expanding outward. They're going to be colonizing. That's the plan. And North America and Australia are the two places they plan to go. And, of course, we know what happened with the Panama Canal. We know what happened with the Costco shipping yards in Long Beach Harbor. And so the infrastructure is already in place for these guys. They also had decided years ago that it would be much more effective to wage this war against the American people in a subtle manner and not with overt attacks that can destroy infrastructure and poison the lands and waters to make it unfit for them as well. And so they've been doing this. Almost all the vaccines produced in this country or delivered in this country are produced in China. The same thing can be said for almost all the pharmaceutical drugs that people are taking are produced in China. And this covert attempt to weaken the American people has been ongoing for quite some time with the absolute cooperation and facilitation of various elitists within the U.S. public health network and organized medicine network, and we're about to be the recipients of this. But I didn't come on this show to scare the crud out of people. Truot has a couple of DVDs on the subject. Get a hold of me at the Ad Observer, 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307, and we'll help you spread the word and help us with the activism.
We'll have links on the archive also. You can go to republicbroadcasting.org, look on the archive section for this broadcast on the 29th of July, and you can find that information archived there as well, along with the links that we've discussed today and everything that you need to know. Thanks for listening to Road Warrior Radio. Thanks to my guest, Don Harkins from the Idaho Observer, for coming on. And do your homework, ladies and gentlemen. And Canada, you're not out of the woods either. You're under threat of attack, too. Read Chihotian's speech. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you tomorrow.
Secret. Let me tell you why I take baby.